You know, I've been fighting this foot issue for 13, 14, 15, I don't know how many years I've been fighting. But every time that I complain about it, I say, but God, I got foot. Huh? I mean, sometimes you just have to turn that around. You know, and quit, I'm week and a half, I meet for the first time with the kidney transplant team. I'm a little nervous about that. There's a lot here that can really affect my life down the road. But I also look at it this way, is that I got a good life. I don't ever want to complain about it. I'm thankful I'm alive. I'm thankful they got the technology to keep me alive. My congregation is thankful I'm alive. Well, I'm encouraged. Ron, you're tickled I'm alive, aren't you, Ron?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Thank you. There you go. Speak up, brother. There you go. But when you look at the bad side of life, you're going to feel bad. Man, was that an eye-opening? That took a lot of education for me to say that to you. And if you look at the good things in life, you might feel better. You say, there ain't much good in my life. Well, find something that is good. You're here, aren't you? You're alive, aren't you? Oh, there's something good. All right, give the Lord a hand of applause, everybody. All right. In your book, if you bring your book still with you, and we're bringing this book to an end, but let me tell you, I think it's been one of the greatest journeys that our congregation's been on with this book and this writer. I hope that it's helped you, but we won't be in this for just a few more weeks, and then we're going to be getting ready for a new year and a new direction. But in the book, it's called Priorities and Balance. And I thought that was just a little, maybe too fancy. I call it this: either you control life, or life controls you.
Amen.
How's that for making it more simple? One or two things is going to happen. You're either being controlled by your life, or you've taken your life over it. You're going to start controlling it. And believe me, there's some good illustrations in this book on how to do that. And you're only going to be able to do it with Jesus' help. Because without Jesus, life is going to control you. And life will get out of control.
Amen.
But with Jesus, praying daily, coming to God's house, reading and studying God's Word, you can take your life back over with God's help, and then with Jesus being in control, then by extension, I'm in control. You get the formula? You get the picture? So it's either Jesus is in control of our lives, another way of looking at it, or you're in control of your life. And the times that I've been in control of my life, I have messed it up. What about you? You've messed it up too, haven't you? I know you have because you call me every time you mess it up. And you'll say, I've messed up. Now, here's the great thing about the God that we serve. That even when we mess up, He's got a way to fix it up. If you're willing to put Him in control. And willing to sit back. And not try to be your own boss. But let someone who really knows what you're doing lead the way. And that's what this is all about. Do you control life? Or does life control you? Are you ready for the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go. If you fail to prioritize, that's a big word, your day, life will automatically do the job for you. When I get up in the morning, now I may have my day planned out for me, I may not. Obviously, I'm sort of semi-retired, so I can sort of plan my own schedule a little bit, but there are still days when I've got things on the calendar. Maybe there's somebody that's having surgery, somebody at the hospital, I got a doctor's appointment, or I got something going on. I got it on a calendar. I hate that calendar. The older I get, the more I hate it. Alright? Because sometimes I look down the road and it's full on some days. But I have to have the calendar because I don't have the memory no more. See, when you get a little older, you lose a little bit of that recall. Don't you? Huh? You do, don't you? Everybody here's lost recall before, haven't you? That person called me the other day and said, "Hello, Brother David, how are you? I mean, hello, Brother Roger, how are you?" Forgot the preacher's name. Who forgets the preacher's name? But sometimes that's the way life is. But when you get up, we all live day to day. And if you got a full-time job, you know your day's sort of planned for you. Your boss expects you to be there. The company you work for expects you to be there. Expects you to be there at a certain time. Expects you to do a certain thing. You're going to get off at a certain time, and you do all that for a certain pay. How's that for depressing you? That sound pretty good? Is that pretty well how life is when you work for a living? That's pretty well it, isn't it? Now, you can say, "Well, my employer controls me." And I guess on some level, I guess that's true. We can't deny that. But they only get you for so much time. I understand this. Even when you're on the job, you're supposed to be there because you're paid to be there. You still need to be learning to follow Jesus even on the job. Because if you're following Jesus on the job, you might be surprised just how much more you're effective on the job. And the more effective you're on the job, the more you may be blessed to have that job. We were talking in Sunday school, the way the world is going today, 20 years from now, everybody would be lucky to even have a job. Because technology is taking it all over. So, whether you're at McDonald's, I don't necessarily use that to throw them out there, or whether or not you work for a big organization and a big company, when it comes right down to it, be thankful that you've got a job, because a lot of people don't. But even on the job, do you understand, even though you may be working for somebody, ultimately, God needs to be in your life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether you're on the job, off the job, in the home, out of the home. Do you get the picture I'm trying to tell you? Say amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Amen. All right. So your choice is simple. Prioritize or be prioritized. It's a choice that will help determine the quality of your life. Here's what that simply means in everyday language. Either you take control or it's going to control you. Just like that simple. Take control of your life through the Holy Spirit and through Jesus Christ. We got people out of control. You ever felt out of control? I have people tell me all the time, "I'm out of control. I need a vacation. I need a break. I need something. I'm in a rut. I'm just, it's out of control." Well, there's only one answer to that. If you can't get it in control, just turn your life to Jesus. Let Him help you. Now, He might not change your circumstances, but He'll sure change how you look at your circumstances. Did you get that? That's psychology 101. He may not find you a better job, but He'll make you happy on the job that you've got. Because if Jesus is in your life, and you're working for Him, and you love Him, and His Spirit is in there, He'll have a way of changing your attitude and make you thankful for what you've got instead of complaining about what you've got. Give the Lord a hand of applause. If you're having trouble balancing the needs and ends of everyday living, and you do, perhaps you've been trying to organize your life according to your own plans, not God's. A better strategy, of course, is to take your daily, this is daily, obligations and place them in the hands of one who created you. We all know you got obligations. You got a house to pay for, you got a family to feed, you got a car to feed, you got everything out there to do. Responsibility's on you. We know that. We understand that. But still yet, understand, but no matter how much responsibility you have, you allow Jesus to help you with it, and you'll be surprised how life will change for the better. To do so, you must prioritize your day according to God's commandments. And you must seek His will and His wisdom in all matters. How do I change? How do I change my circumstances? You pray to the Lord and you Lord, these circumstances are killing me. I need help. Now, you're going to tell God something He don't already know? I tell you, He looks at all of us. I mean, it's pitiful how He has to look at all of us. He knows we need help. He knows we've messed it up. And yet, He's not going to take it over unless you invite Him to take it over. He's going to let you dig deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper to where you can't see daylight. And we got people today that are deep, 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 deep. Deep in debt, deep in sorrow, deep in everything. Well, the fact, you know, life is just taking it over. That's why you got people killing themselves. That's why you got people with all kinds of sickness. People on every type of medication that you can think of. Now listen, I don't gripe about medicine. I have to take medicine. But understand this, folks. Medicine should do one of two things. If it's not helping you, throw it in a garbage can. Doctors don't know everything. Okay? Understand this. Some things you have to take that helps you with your quality of life, helps you with your health. Some things may not. And let me tell you, no doctor, no nurse, no specialist can tell you how you feel. Only you know how you feel. It's your body. Take control of it. Oh, that serves a hand of applause. I had to do that. This suit is 3 miles too big for me. When I first bought the suit, I weighed 335 pounds. I weighed 265 down, it swallows me whole. But I tell you why I wear it. Because I like the fact it swallows me whole. I had to go out and give me some more belt. Because if I didn't, my pants would fall down. Jewel don't need that in her phase of life. Don't need that, honey. You know, so I love the fact I probably ought to go out and replace some of the stuff. But I like going out and buying smaller belts just so it holds them up. Because it reminds me of where I used to be. Now, eventually, one of these days, when I get a wonderful body like Calvin, I'll probably go out and buy me some new clothes. Now, Marsha, that wouldn't fight. Don't feel like it. Anybody. I'm telling you. Hey, lost some weight. You have to know that's right. Now, understand, when the doctor told me a couple years ago, in order for me to be a candidate, possible, keyword possible candidate, for a kidney transplant, I had to lose weight. Well, the obvious question was, how much? He said, oh, not a whole lot, about 75, 80 pounds. I said, say it again. He said, oh, I don't know, 75, 80 pounds. I said, why? He said, because you're not healthy. He said, here's our model. And I like this model. On the transplant team, we do not want you to die on the operating table. Hey, I don't want that either. Okay? So he said, we're not going to put blubber up on the table. So, blubber needs to lose some weight and get down to a dolphin size. So now I've gone from a whale to a dolphin in 2 years. I just sort of like it, you know, I like dolphins. You know, whales are huge. Dolphins are cute. I've gone from huge, yeah, well, whatever. Yeah, right. I understand. Now, in order for me to do that, I had to take control. It was not easy. I love to eat. And my wife had to take control. And would remind me. Now I'll tell you something. I have no doubt, and I've done a lot of counseling over the years when couples get married. And I have no doubt that one of the main callings of any wife is to take control.
Amen. Amen.
Because guys, I'm trying to be careful with my words here because I love my guys here. But control is not usually in our vocabulary. Okay? We're into convenience. That's the C word we like, convenience. And let me tell you something, eating out is convenience. You know, eating fast food is convenience. Microwave convenience. foods, it's 5,000 calories are convenient. Plus, men are into taste. I have not tasted anything less than 100 calories which would put in your mouth. Some of the most expensive food on this planet and the worst tasting food on this planet is diet food. And I don't care, the world can know it. I am on the internet, and so I'll say it, I'll put it all out there. I don't like it, it don't make no difference. I got a choice. I control life, or do I let life control me? And I had to give up a lot in order to get a second stage in life. And you have to do what you have to do, because it's your life. I have responsibility. I have a responsibility to you, a responsibility to God, a responsibility to my family. So I took it seriously, and I began the journey. Now, the other thing that I had to do, or had to be taken care of, was my gallbladder had to come out. And he said, you need to go on and have that surgery. This was 2 years ago. He said, it's simple. In today's world, you'll be there for 2 or 3 hours, it takes 20 minutes to do it, they go in there, they suck it out, then you go home, and it's all good. Go back to work in a day or two. Simple, easy. I don't like doctors and nurses nor surgery. Because whenever they say something simple, I know the kind of luck I got. I get in there and that gallbladder be all messed up and it'll be something else. And I'll wake up with a scar from here to here, but some doctor said it would take 20 seconds to take it out. So I did what? I put it off. Because that's what men do. We put it off. Monica said, why don't you go have it done? I will. And she says, I'm fabulous at this. I don't know about most men. She says, you are fantastic at changing the subject. Men know how to change the subject and change it fast. She started talking about it. Right? I knew I liked you for some reason or another. Well, we change the subject. When it doesn't fit our agenda, let's change the subject. Okay? Good at that. I changed the subject so long that finally I almost died. And then this last time I was in the hospital, of course it wasn't because of my gallbladder, but because I went through all that nonsense, they took my gallbladder out. I didn't make the decision to sort of be able to do it. Best thing that ever happened to me. I mean, now I don't have near the issues with food. And then while I was in there, I also found out I had restless leg syndrome. They gave me a little pill. I sleep like a baby now. My legs are still. But you see, I didn't make that choice. God finally said, hey, stupid, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you in the hospital, straighten you out, because you're too stupid to do it. Now that's true. That's about the truth. And sometimes when you're so stupid, God just has to take over. Because we think we're in control. And he's like, no, I think I'm going to take over control. Because if you keep us up, you're going to be dead. Now, understanding again, the big question is, do I control life or does life control me? Let's finish it up. Are you living a balanced life that allows time for worship, for family, for work, for exercise, and yes, a little time left over for you? Or do you feel overworked, underappreciated, overwhelmed, and underpaid? Wow. If your to-do list is maxed out and your energy is no more, it's time to restore a sense of balance in your life. There ain't a person that don't get it quickly. You understand that? So you can do so by turning the concerns and the priorities of this day, one day at a time, over to God. Prayerfully, earnestly, and often. Then you must listen for His answer and trust the answer when it comes. If your life's out of control, God already knows it. But you need to say, Lord, show me some answers. Guide me. I want to turn my life back over to you. Then please take it over. the little small voice is going to say, well, are you doing these three things? Y'all know what they are. You're all smart enough to know what they are. Why don't you start talking to me every week or once a week? Or wait till something goes wrong and then you pick up the phone and call me. Why don't we talk every day? Hey, why don't you read everything else? Why don't you set the newspaper down on occasions and pick up my book? Start wherever you want to, and I promise if you'll pray before you stay, this book will come alive. And then, hey, get your tail in the church that you love. Be faithful, get in there, work, help keep the doors open. You give, you help, you get involved. You do those three things, and I promise you, life will not defeat you, because I will be in charge, and I will take it over, and you will be back in control. Let's stand. Is every head bowed and every eye closed? Father, may life never take it over. But through the Spirit of God, may we take life over. May we follow Jesus every day. May we understand that we need Jesus in control of our life. For everyone here today that's lost, may they understand that they need the gospel today. They need to know Jesus Christ. And today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, because nobody's promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Father, again, may your grace abound. In Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Larry, go back to the scripture just for a second. Won't you look at something? I was going to read this in a second, but I think some of you think I may have forgotten, so let me just go ahead and show you something. But they that wait for God shall what?
Renew
their strength. That's how you take life back over. Then what? They shall mount up with wings as eagles. When you, with the Lord's help, take life back over, you got to have the strength to do it, because Satan will come at you with everything that he's got. With Jesus' help, I'm an eagle. They shall run and not what? They shall walk and what? That's when you're in control.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, every head bowed, every eye closed. Larry, you can go into the invitation. Would you come in the name?